Foxy 107.1 and 104.3, the Triangle's R&B and Classic. So an R&B Divas tonight. I've got Selena Johnson on the line. And Selena, you're almost like the peacemaker of the show. Now, come on, ladies. You got to do right. We got to do this. We got to do that. Any surprises? Wow. Any surprises this season?
Well, to me, it was surprises all season long. You know, just different little things like that, you know, people came out of the bag and just little stuff. But probably not to the viewer because they probably already think it's suspect certain things. But, yeah, I mean, to me, I think this was an amazing season. I think it was more positive. And my goal, I wasn't trying to be a peacemaker. What I was really just trying to do is just show, you know, that black women can actually work together and that we, you know, can have differences and still work together.
And be professional about it and still get things done.
And still get things done. I mean, no problem with arguing and, you know, having your opinion on things, but, you know, it's just, are we going to get this money going?
I hear you. So tonight's episode, what's in store for us tonight without giving away too much?
Well, tonight is probably my favorite episode because it's kind of like Selena's finale. It's my favorite episode because everything that we've been working for, and, you know, trying to get this performance together, comes together. You get to see what happens with that. You get to see who I choose to go with as far as the label situation, and you get to see me actually interact with the label. And, you know, it's really big for me because I've had independent, you know, deals, you know, throughout the course of, you know, my life after Jive Records, but I haven't really been able to land any other ones, you know, any different. You know, kind of the same two-step for me has been, I've been blessed to have Shawnee for 2 years. I was able to have them for two projects, and it's for three, actually, because I had them for the Nine project. So it was nice to be able to branch out and be able to have a choice on which place to go. So this is really big for me. You'll see my finale tonight. I announced who I actually go with. I do it via Twitter as well, and I dropped my video tonight, my full video. So it's just an exciting episode for me. You get to see what goes on with Octavia. You know, I know that's one big thing that everybody's just kind of tripping off of, like, why is she singing? And, you know, this, that, and third. But you kind of get to see, you know, how that unfolds. And everything kind of closes, everyone's story closes before we go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know, for the win.
So you're so passionate about everything that you do. What is it in life that you want to accomplish that you haven't done yet?
It's funny that you ask that. Everything. No, that was
a Jedi mind trick. Jedi mind trick, you okay. Must.
But you know what? I have done a lot of things, and I've been grateful because I'm a fighter, and, you know, I just don't like to sit still. I just, you know, I just want to, when I'm gone from this earth, I want to leave a legacy of hard work and even harder reward, you know, even bigger reward. You know, I get a reward out of saying I'm going to do something and accomplishing it. So that's something big for me. My next step is getting Mommy's Got Soul out. I have found a distributor, so that's going to come pretty soon. And I'm working on a book right now called The Wait Is Over, W-E-I-G-H-T. And I'm waiting, and it's about self, it's about body image and how it's affected my entire life, you know, in every aspect of my life. And it ends with me running a 13-mile race. So my next step is to run a half marathon. I signed up for a Diva Run. That's what it's called, the Diva Run, child. And September 6th here in Peachtree, Georgia. And that is where I'll end, you know, and my book ends at the marathon because that's something I never thought I'd be able to do, was run 13 miles straight. You know, it's just really changed my life. It helps me keep my weight down. It makes me feel good about myself. So I want to be able to do that, and I want to be able to get my degree. I'm five classes out of getting my degree in nutrition science. So I start back school in August, so I'm excited about that as well.
Well, good luck in all your endeavors. Just tuned in. I'm talking with R&B diva Selena Johnson tonight. Don't miss it. Tonight at 10 o'clock. It's going to be another good one. R&B Divas tonight. Time Warner Cable. TV One. Any last words?
Yes. Go to iTunes and download my single, Perfectly Worthless. It's out now. And my album is coming out October 7th, Couples Therapy, Chapter 6, Couples Therapy. And be on the lookout. Follow me on Twitter, Selena_Johnson. Instagram, Selena Johnson, all one word, because I will be dropping full video tonight as a beer. So, and dropping, I got a billboard release, actually, via billboard tonight. So, everybody be, you know, paying attention to my Twitter and stuff, because I'll be dropping all kind of cool.
All right. Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. Check it out tonight, R&B Divas, tonight at 10 o'clock. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.